looking forward to this game Thursday night to show more what you can do.
Absolutely. You know, it's just another opportunity. We got a great competition going in the backfield right now for that second spot, and you know, just looking forward to all the opportunities I can have.
Talk about that competition a little bit. Is it what you expected it to be? Is it a little bit more intense than you thought it would be?
No, there's always competition in the NFL. Every position, that's what makes you a better player. So I came in this year knowing there's going to be a lot of work for that second spot, and you know, I've been putting it in, and you know, hopefully we'll see what happens this week.
How do you feel about that? Have you taken many snaps at fullback this training camp and preseason? And how do you feel about working there if you have to?
Yeah, I haven't took many. I took a few. You know, I played fullback a little bit in college. Haven't played much in the league yet, but you know, whatever role they ask me to do, I'm going to do my best at it. So, you know, I'm a little undersized right now for fullback, but I can still, you know, bring it a little bit. So, you know, depends on when Eric gets healthy and what happens there.
I feel like you've played well enough in the first three preseason games to show everything that you can do, or do you still need to prove some stuff in that final game?
I think you always have to prove every practice. You know, it's like a job interview. Every day you go into practice, you gotta make plays. You got to you know, perform out there, and every day is a new day. It doesn't matter what you did in the past. You know, every day you gotta perform.
How much have you leaned on Doug Martin and just picking his brain on what he learned last year about this offense?
You know, he's been helping out a lot, to be honest. Even though I'm an older guy, I'm a vet. With this offense, it was pretty tough to learn, but I got it down pat now, and Doug helped me out a lot with that.
Ryan, how tough has it been with the shuffling of offensive linemen and getting starting time with the ones and the twos?
You know, I think the line's done well. You know, ones, twos, threes, they've done pretty well. We've done all right this preseason in the running game, so you know, it hasn't been a big deal to me personally, but no, there's been some holes there. There hasn't been holes. Running backs have been running hard too and making some tough yards.
Give us a self-evaluation of how you've run the ball this training camp.
I think I've done all right. You know, I've made plays when much wasn't there, and then when there's big holes there, you know, I've gained some yards too. But it's just being consistent, I think, in this league. You got to be consistent. You got to be able to pick up protections. You got to be able to run routes well. You got to be able to catch the ball. You got to be that. I feel like I can do all that. Maybe some, not as good as Doug. Doug can do all that stuff too, but he's one of the best backs in the league, and you know, hopefully I can be his backup.
Coach kind of singled you out for your ability to fall forward. Sounds easy, but what's the key to finishing off a run?
I mean, the first downs and then touchdowns, you just got to know where the sticks are, and you got to know where the end zone is. And I always, every play I go in Cincinnati, I was basically the third down back, so I always knew where the sticks were. And, you know, I always seemed to get the first down. So it's just part of my game. It's what I've done my whole career, college, pros, is knowing where the sticks are and getting that first down and not losing any yards.